Shall we pause just for a moment as we reflect upon the faces that we've just seen? The world has changed significantly since the first Remembrance Sunday in 1919. Yet in some ways it has also stayed very much the same. Indeed, Jesus himself seems to acknowledge the endlessness of conflict. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Our world, as Jesus said, continues to be marked by war and hatred. The Great War, with its great hope, did not achieve lasting peace. However, the ritual of pausing for silent reflection, established back in 1919, has stood the test of time. In a world still stricken by the violence of war, when words fail us, we are glad of the gift of 2 minutes silence. It offers a moment of space for God's still small voice to speak into our hurting world. This Remembrance Sunday, I am reminded of my first memories of war, the Falklands conflict. This year we mark the 40th anniversary of the conflict. The pictures that on television made real the horrors and fears of war through the images portrayed in our living rooms night after night. There have been many conflicts since that time, not least the war in Ukraine raging now. As we take time today to remember, let us reflect upon the individuals, the families, and the personal stories affected by war and a war-torn world this day. Our gospel reading shifts our focus onto eschatology, the end times. Jesus is clear that we are not to concern ourselves with specific days and details, for this is for God to know. Yet war brings with it a need to consider the existential questions of our purpose and our meaning of our lives. Jesus gives encouragement to his followers to look to him. He acknowledged the distressing times that we would face and was honest about the persecution that was still to come. He warns us about those who would exploit our anxieties and reminds us that we share both the blessing and the demands of God's faithfulness. Jesus was real about the challenges and turns the black and white images we've just witnessed and watched into technicolor. The names on our war memorial aren't just names. They aren't just black and white images. Each was an individual, a family member, a former member of this community. The study of historical records and documentaries in recent years have reminded us of the sacrifice made by so many. Novels such as Pat Barker's Regeneration has helped us to engage in the trauma and life-changing experiences that individuals, families, and communities carry with them. Those left behind had to learn to live in the no man's land of grief, finding that grief was both isolating and uniting, bringing family, neighbours, and even strangers together in a common grief. These experiences are at the heart of our community. Paul's letter to Thessalonica calls us as a church community to develop a lifestyle that speaks of the hope of Christ, not just in the life to come, but right here, right now. This is how we are called to make a difference in the world around us. So let us, from the rising of the sun to its setting, choose to reflect, engage, and seek God's wisdom and love in our response to those around us affected by war. For we will remember them. We will remember them. Amen.